Hey everybody, welcome to the show tonight. It's another episode of Near Disney. And if you are interested in Central Florida living or real estate or anything that's happening with the Disney brand in the parks, you are in the right place. I appreciate everyone tuning in for another Wednesday night stream here at Near Disney. We are realtors who gather together in the middle of the week just to kind of bring an article or bring a news update, share some of our cool listings with you, real casual. We invite audience engagement. You know, this is definitely a participatory show where the chat box is open to you. The comment section is open to you even after we go live. And of course, we now have a Spotify streaming component where you can find the Near Disney shows there as well in audio form. So, you know, you can see our beautiful faces or listen to our beautiful voices. We've got you covered. So I am Elijah with Florida in Motion Realty and joined to my left, right square by...
I'm Tanya with Florida in Motion Realty, also known as the Latin Princess Elena.
That's right. We all have our Disney monikers. And who is hello?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Virginia with Florida in Motion, and I'm happy to be here. I'm also Cinderella with Florida in Motion.
All right. Cinderella.
Happy to be here.
Well, gosh, I want to say, did everyone catch that incredible storm that was happening the other night in the Orlando area?
Yeah.
Even our viewers, feel free to comment. Something I had never even seen in a number of years of living here. It was like nonstop lightning, just letting
It was wild.
Whole sky. It was beautiful. We've all been through storms before. You know the drill. Get a flash of lightning. You wait 12 seconds. There's a little bit of thunder.
Right.
Within a minute or two, there's another flash of lightning. But no, this was like the whole sky was a strobe light. It was a big party, and like we were all
it was wild. The only time I've ever seen anything like that was I was in New Mexico years ago, like in the Santa Fe Taos area, and there were lightning storms like that all the time. No rain, just lightning storms. It was wild. So it was kind of like that the other night. It was pretty cool.
It was fun. Good night to just sit out on your balcony or your patio and just enjoy Florida nature.
Just so soothing before bed, you know. It was perfect timing too.
I do. I love the rain at night too. It's nice.
Awesome. Cool. I was thinking like Hercules when that was happening, like maybe like the gods were doing something up in Mount Olympus that was up beyond the clouds. You know, that's how I'm tied into Disney. So speaking of Disney, Tanya, I think you got our first article up
I do, and I'm so excited to share it. Tonight we're embarking on a magical journey into Disney's future. They announced at the D23 Expo the Magic Kingdom and the highly anticipated Beyond Big Thunder Mountain expansion.
Cool.
This promises to be the most extensive addition in Magic Kingdom's history. So that is super exciting. I am excited. Why am I so excited? Because they were exploring themes like Coco, Encanto, and the Disney Villains. And as you know, I'm from Mexico, so I'm like super excited about this. I love both movies, Coco and Encanto. But it does seem like Encanto is going to be finding a home in Animal Kingdom instead of Magic Kingdom. It's still very, very exciting. This expansion is vital as the park needs more attractions, dining, and shops. We can never get enough of Disney, right? And, you know, it's been discussed by the chairman and also the vice president, and everybody's like trying to figure out when and how they're going to do this. But 3 days ago, they came out with this big announcement. They say it could be the largest expansion ever for the park. And it's similar to Star Wars, Galaxy Edge, and Pandora in the world of Avatar. So these are the exciting news. You know, this are changes in the horizon. And it's the perfect time for Disney lovers to get a pass. I know They have a great special on like weekly. If you go Monday through Friday and you're a Florida resident, I know they have a super great deal to go any park. So, you know, keep dreaming and the magic of Disney continues.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm looking at the, I mean, for the people watching, watching us, and I'm scrolling through the concept art while you're talking, and there's just all of the vibrant colors and all of the, you know, Latin charm that's going to be put into this. It will be really exciting to bring to life, you know, get it in a bigger, more immersive way than just the food stands in Epcot, you know, when it comes to that part of the world. And it's cool to get, yeah, like I said, villains too. They are so iconic and beloved, and they're the ones that we, you know, sometimes they steal the show, and they might steal exactly. the theme here as well. So that's awesome. That great things.
Yeah. Done. And it's also cool that they did it in the Hispanic Heritage Month. Yeah, so, yeah, I think so.
That's a timely announcement. So I think another light you wanted to shine on some Disney news. Oh, I can press our news button.
Yes, we want to say a big congratulations to Wine Bar George, which is in Disney Springs. And if you have not had a chance to go there yet and you enjoy wine, you definitely need to check it out. The wine bar has been voted the best wine list in the world, everyone, for 2023. Wow. And this is amazing. The World of Fine Wine, which is a British publication that comes out quarterly for wine enthusiasts and collectors and stuff. So they have given this honor to Wine Bar George. You know, it's been Master Sommeliers. They have all like kind of come together and looked at the list and just concluded that this bar has the wine that you want. And so for a celebration, which is actually kind of cool, in a couple of days on Friday the 15th, Wine Bar George will be having buy one, get one on all of their champagne and sparkling wine starting at noon until they close or they run out. So you can do buy one, get one on a glass of wine. You can do buy one, get one on a bottle of wine, or they do small tastings of, you know, by the ounce for the really expensive wine that they have on the list that you might not want to buy a whole bottle of. So you can do buy one, get one of an ounce too. So whatever your preference is, you can head on down to Disney Springs and check out Wine Bar George and just have a nice time on Friday with their sparkling wines and champagnes.
Absolutely. Really cool. You are an expert on, or at least a connoisseur of wine yourself, you know, having started your own wine label in Celebration Wine.
We do. We have this, my husband and I started the Celebration Wine Company, and we just had our first bottling this spring, or the late spring, early summer. And we are selling it. You can try, if you want to check it out, you can try it at the Wine Imperium in downtown Celebration. And we also have it at the Malia in Celebration. At the Wilson restaurant at the Malia has it.
Well, then I'll say that the selection that is at Wine Bar George is lacking, at least in that. Like, not just.
Oh man, I mean, I would love to get our wine in there.
you've been there, right? You like Wine Bar George?
Yeah, it's a great place. It's got the ambiance, the atmosphere is terrific. And the wine really is, it's fantastic. George does a fantastic job of curating the list. It's excellent. Well, and everybody that works there is very knowledgeable. So it's a nice place to go. Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, that does sound incredible. Yeah. So
yeah,
that it's nice to see that it's not like it's very third party sources like across the ocean saying this about us. This isn't like the Orlando magazine saying like patting itself on the back. You know?
Right. It's not somebody that has like an ulterior motive to promote it. It's like these are real wine connoisseurs who have decided that this list is like top. So definitely worth checking out.
Well, that is awesome that you found that. I'm going to tip my hat and just we'll stay local for a moment and give this news update on Central Florida. Which parts have the highest housing market. And he's accompanied by a video of sort of an infrared lens looking at a beautiful home here to show that heat. So basically, it's just reiterating here what we have seen the trend be, that the median values for homes in that Central Florida region have been skyrocketing since 2008. And we have seen it's hand in glove with increasing demand that's coming from everybody wanting to go into Florida. That was even heightened over the last few years during the lockdown session. Mm-hmm. And it just starts the list here, compartmentalizing it by zip code. The area that saw high medium home value grow in the entire region and compiled by the business journals and Zillow. The zip code in Central Florida, these counties like Brevard, Lake, Orange, Osceola, Seminole, and Volusia have increased their medium home value by 40% over the past 5 years, to just sort of quantify that. And this is often cited as the reason for rising housing prices, a large number of people moving to the Sunshine State. And they've actually got these zip codes here, and you see if you recognize some of them yourself. Zip code, the highest changes in home values, 32922 COCO, 134.83% increase. 33848 Intercession City, 122.15%. 32811 Orlando or La Vista area, 99.81%. 32805 Orlando Holden Heights area, 98.25%. 32798 Zellwood, 99.3%. Now, it's actually going to hone in on the Central Florida area here with controlling zip codes that had a medium home value of at least $250,000 for people that, you know, were still looking for somewhat reasonable prices and all of that high flip. The top five in the area being New Smyrna Beach, Daytona Beach, Winter Garden at 66.93% increase, Eustis, and then 34747 Kissimmee, 64.59%. So some of those are notable because they are out just outside of Orlando, where you're getting that at least $250,000 medium home value, being in that Orlando itself was just seeing it be even higher in that like sort of 99%+ rate. So if you're still wanting to live near Disney, these may be some good zip codes for value for you. Please get in touch with us with our phone numbers on the screen there.
Cool. That's
good. And with another sort of Orlando or all along Florida update, you had a week, try to keep you posted on Brightline on this screen.
Yeah, Brightline is it's exciting. There was a little bit of a delay, but they are officially going to start a little over a week from now on September 22nd. The first train. I know, it's exciting. The first train will be arriving from Miami into Orlando Airport around, they say, around like 10 a.m. on Friday. So that will be like the first trip, and it's exciting. When they are up to full service, this is awesome. They're going to have 16 daily round trips from Orlando to Miami, and they will have like hourly departure. So it's basically like any time of day you can get one of the trains.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's so cool. It's so exciting.
It's not like planes where you kind of got those like four flights that are sprinkled throughout the day to get someplace in the country. And this is just show up whenever. And there's going to be a way. So that's,
yeah, I mean, it makes it possible. So you can go down to, you know, Southern Florida for the whole day. You don't have to spend the night. You can get back, right. You know, like it's a 3-hour trip. It's quick. And the tickets start at $79 one way. So more information is on their website, brightline.com, but we're excited. It's starting.
When you're just kind of comparing costs and convenience, it's going to be an attractive package and an attractive product.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we're very excited. I can't wait to use it.
Definitely. All right, so getting inside of the home. This is a really fun article that you found, Virginia. It's 40 kitchen trends for 2023. And that's, so we've got very contemporary trends, you know, not 2022's trends. That was so last year.
Right,
I don't think we're going to go through all 40 of them.
No, I've picked my favorites.
That's good.
I like, you know, because we find that people are always, you know, like, if it's a resale, they might want to, you know, have a renovation, or maybe you're just, you know, want something fresh and new in your house. And these are trends that you can do that aren't necessarily like tearing everything out. It's paint and, you know, things like that. Just, you know, change the look. The first one that they have listed there is wallpaper. And I feel like people should not be afraid of wallpaper. It can look really nice and it looks really cool in a kitchen. I've seen it done and it's definitely a trend. I was talking to Elijah before the show that the house I grew up in, we had wallpaper in our kitchen when I was a kid. And I remember it being really cool. And then it just kind of like faded out. Nobody does it, but now it's coming back. And I definitely think it's a really cool, it's not that expensive to do. You know, depending on the size of your kitchen, you don't have to do the whole thing. You could do an accent wall, but wallpaper will definitely add some cool touches to your kitchen for sure. The next one that I liked was number 7. And this one is a good option. It's talking about engineered countertops. And it's a good option for people because a lot of times maybe, you know, the Carrara marble is gorgeous and it's timeless, but it's also very expensive. And so an engineered quartz is a great option because it's a little more affordable. And the thing about quartz is it doesn't stain like marble can stain. So it's
one strawberry or one of those wine drops.
Right. So if you're drinking red wine and, you know, it falls on the marble, then the marble might be stained red, but the quartz, you can keep it clean. So that's a great option.
I'm so excited about your bottle from Wine Bar George. And now look, you got it.
I know. You don't really want to be reminded of it all the time. You know, you kind of want to clean the kitchen. So I think that's a good option for people. I also liked number 9 on their list, which was a colorful kitchen island. And again, this is something that you can even do yourself. You can even paint your own countertops, but it just adds like a cool pop of color into your kitchen because, you know, the white kitchens, they are kind of timeless and I don't really think that they're going anywhere, but adding like a pop of color, I think is a great option just for one piece of the kitchen. So that was a nice trend that I'm happy to see on the list.
This is a good accent here. It's kind of, even has a different countertop than the other ones here, but if it was even
right,
the same.
So it's like, it's not like it's kind of cool to kind of mix and match things in your kitchen. It doesn't have to be, you know, the same hardware everywhere. It doesn't have to be the same color. It doesn't, you know, it's like, you can mix it up and it, you know, find a way that it's still like aesthetically pleasing, but cool and modern. So.
Island later.
Yeah, I like that. I like that blue. It's pretty.
It is
against the white.
Mm-hmm. I like blue. I'm wearing blue.
And then the last two that I've picked on this list, I chose because I'm actually in the process of redoing my kitchen, and these are the two I was happy to see them on. I guess I'm.
Whoa.
I like that these were the two of the things that I am planning on doing to my kitchen. And it's number 10.
Oh, good.
I am painting my cabinets black, and there are many shades of black out there, everyone. You do not have to go with just one. There's so many different shades if you look at a color wheel from, you know, Sherwin-Williams or something. So you can find that perfect shade to work into your kitchen. And I just think they're super cool. They look totally modern. I like the idea of them. And then with that, I'm going with number 12 to complement the modern black. I'm going with butcher block countertops, which I am absolutely obsessed with. I love them. I think they are so cool looking. And I love the way they look. And then with black countertops, I'm just very excited. I will show some pictures when I'm finished with the project. Okay. But those are just some things. And, you know, the list is long. It's got 40 items on it. But if you want to read more about these kitchen trends, you can go on countryliving.com. That's where this article is from, and look at all the 40 different ones that are in there. But it's a pretty extensive list, but it's good. It's worth the read.
Yeah, they've got like some contrasting advice since like they just recommended black and now here they are recommending yellow. So
yeah, because it's a really personal thing. You know, it's like what you want to live with every day in your kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love one of these ladders. This glides along like library shelves. Like, yeah, they give you a lot of ideas. That's the articles like this stuff that I wouldn't have ever even thought.
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, fun. Good. Glad. Cool. You found that. We're going to talk one more article here. And we often talk about, you know, just living, just we talk about young professionals or just people raising their families here all the time in Central Florida. But, you know, we often should remind people that like, yeah, Florida's reputation for being an amazing spot for retirement comes into play as well. And that Central Florida is brought up in this article I found on Newsbreak, saying that this quaint, lesser known gem of the hills has been called one of the best places to retire in Florida. And it just kind of gives you a Central Florida community that is really sparkling in that regard, when maybe a lot of those beach communities take a lot of the mind share when it comes to retirement, you know, like Naples, Cape Coral. But the villages are cool too. Like it mentions, I've got even members in my own family who have retired to the villages. My uncle has an awesome horse ranch that he maintains with my aunt. But actually, a lesser known spot could be a good place to retire. The popular publication Southern Living listed that it felt in its May of 2023 article, including Claremont, Florida. So what is so special about Claremont? It's a charming community that's just not as gigantic as maybe some of our cities, just about 20 miles from Orlando, gives you access to amenities of a larger city while still kind of feeling quaint and slow and neighborly. It's a historic city that could kind of be a good aesthetic for people who are retiring, and is surrounded by lakes. So you still have a beautiful community with opportunities for that water view, maybe just not salty ocean air necessarily, if that's not what you're craving. Picturesque with rolling hills, waterways. You've got like Lake Mineola, for instance, Lake Louisa. It's been called, even Claremont being one of the 15 best lake towns in America as of March 2023. So by Travel and Leisure. So that shows you just how, you know, in a big country with a lot of lakes like us, that just shows you how serious of an option that it really is. So one of the best places that we've got for retirement, a lot of cool nature and some cool historic community. So we have gone out to Claremont ourselves and captured some of that beauty and some of that lifestyle on camera in the content that we produce for Near Disney. So we've got Kim Hawk, the fairy godmother of real estate, at the forefront of a highly produced video that we're actually going to roll clip for you here. So feel free to just tune in and watch this highlight that we did about Claremont, whether you think of it as a potential retirement destination or a hip lifestyle for sort of young living as well. We've got a really cool young person who's going to showcase some of that as well. So please enjoy.
We've heard that a third of the Disney cast members prefer to live in Lake County. And I heard that because my husband, who is still a Disney cast member for over 30 years, got that information, as well as my goddaughter, Chelsea. Her grandmother lives out in Claremont as well. So we can't wait to show you everything that this area has to offer. Stay tuned as we start to give you more information on Claremont.
Choice for Champions. That's what Claremont is known as, because it brings in some of the most world-renowned athletes because of the great training opportunities that are here. From the great weather to the outdoors, outdoor opportunities with hiking, biking, all the trailheads, the lakes, and then also the National Training Center. They've got a great team out there that's ready to take care of you and your active lifestyle. One of the things this area is known for are these beautiful lakes. There's an entire chain of lakes out here with homes on it. And you also have the opportunity for public access where you can bring your boat out, have a family day. You can come out and be super active. It's just an awesome area to come out and enjoy the day. Waterfront Park, where we're at right now, is a spot where a lot of people come out to do their morning walks or their evening walks. It is a huge trail that wraps around the entire lake that you're able to come out and enjoy. There's also playgrounds, bathrooms. There's tons of amenities that are along this. They also do 5Ks and cycling. Cycling is a huge thing out here in Claremont.
We're here at Lake Louisa, which is a state park just south of Claremont. Here you'll find over 7 miles of biking trails and over 20 miles of hiking trails. They even have a thing called the Wanderlust Club, where you can pay a one-time annual fee and be able to come in and kayak and bicycle and hike and even get 2 horseback rides a year. You can even rent cabins here. They have 2-bedroom, 2-bath cabins that, from what we've seen recently, run about $120 a night with a 2-night minimum. So as you look at the rolling hills that you find up in this part of Florida, you'll find a lot of Olympic athletes actually do their training in this area. So if you're looking for a great place to live, great place to work, and if you're an outdoorsy kind of person, Claremont is the place to be.
Did you realize that if you look at a map and you look at this new coast-to-coast bike trail, which is 250 miles from one coast to the other of Florida, that you're going to be able to bike 250 miles, but there is a midpoint, and it's called Meet Me in the Middle Park, and that's going to be in Claremont as well. They're in the process of creating that now, but there's over 23 parks. You're going to be able to get outside, enjoy the weather. I'm looking at an area that I could even perceive that it looks like Virginia to me, Michigan. It's really a spectacular gem. I can see why the Disney cast members want to live here.
On the shores of Lake Mineola near downtown, you will find the Historic Village Museum that showcases many of the city's oldest houses and buildings, including the original train depot. This is also the home of the Quonset Hut World War II Museum, where you will find military veterans volunteering their time and stories.
Claremont was founded in 1884 and incorporated in 1912. In 1922, a developer by the name of Edward Dinslow came out and bought 1,000 acres to turn into orange groves. This is how Claremont came to be known for its citrus. In the 1950s, the Citrus Tower was erected so that people could go up and get a bird's eye view of all of those orange groves and the land that encompassed what is now known as Claremont. In the 1980s, unfortunately, there was a horrible freeze here in Florida that actually killed majority of the orange groves, which led into the development of all these beautiful homes that are out here now. If you're looking for that hometown feel, that small town charm, nothing beats downtown Claremont. Between the farmers market, the historic village, the locally owned shops, restaurants, and bars, you don't want to miss out on this awesome area. So one of the great things about being right here in the Claremont area is they put on some fantastic events throughout the year between their fall festival, their Christmas events, their live music on the weekends. You don't want to miss out. They put on some great stuff.
While driving to Claremont, you will notice that Claremont's really unique to Central Florida. The area has rolling hills that provide beautiful views to the Claremont chain of lakes. The lakes are also a favorite spot for family events and swimming. Sandy beaches, children's playgrounds, beach volleyball, bike paths, and other outdoor activities can be found on the shores of Lake Mineola.
So in Claremont, you're going to find rolling hills, you're going to find lakes, you're going to find bike paths. But one of the gems that's really kind of difficult to find, but if you can look it up, it's called Southern Hill Farms. And this is an area that typically around 11 to 4, you can get through these gates and you're going to find a sunflower field. You're going to be able to pick blueberries, strawberries, peaches by the pound, and you pay for it there. They've got a lot of stuff for the families, and so it's very unusual. It's really quite a blessing. You can feel like you're on God's acreage right here in Claremont, Florida.
So currently, if you want to get from Disney to Claremont, it's going to take you upwards of 40 minutes or so. But we're standing here on a construction site that's going to basically take that time and cut it in half. So this is Schofield Road. It's going to run all the way from 27 down into Horizons West. And so it will connect 429 to 27, and it's going to basically shave off half of the time that it takes today for you to get from Claremont to Walt Disney World or Walt Disney World to Claremont.
And right behind me is called the Claremont Brewing Company. And let's not forget, they had the Lake Ridge Wine area right here in Claremont as well. And not far from this area, the Saranoa Lakes. Wonderful brand new homes are being built out there. As a matter of fact, let's take a second and check it out.
The newest development in the Claremont area is Wellness Way, which encompasses over 15,000 acres. The first major project in Wellness Way is called Olympus, a 243-acre master plan community that combines sports, wellness, entertainment, and over 1,000 residential homes with a town center. Claremont combines history and new communities. So we're in for a big treat. We're standing here in front of the Donut King. Now, this is my first time actually being here, but I've had Donut King many times. You'll be amazed at the different donuts that they have here. Also being located in Mineola, when we spoke with Pat Kelly, the mayor of Mineola, he said at one time, Donut King had more employees than he had for the entire town of Mineola.
And as far as you Iron Man and Iron Women fans, not too far from here is Mineola, and that is a real gem. They actually have one of the highest peaks in Florida. It's called Sugarloaf Mountain. And we did an interview with the mayor, Pat Kelly, and there's some resemblance to John Dutton with Yellowstone. So please be sure to subscribe and like to our Near Disney YouTube channel. Check out that interview and see how Yellowstone connects to Mineola.
Claremont has become quite the bustling community. It's the ideal place to either settle down with your family or even if you're ready to retire. You can either find that new construction home that you're looking for, that big piece of land that you can maybe have some animals on, or you can pick an established neighborhood that already has some beautiful homes within it. So if you're ready to look for that great spot for you, that perfect home, be sure to reach out.
All right. That was a cool showcase, you know. I hope that we sold some people on those amazing attributes of that really fun community.
Yeah, that was a great video. It really showed how beautiful Claremont is and all that it has to offer. It's impressive.
I forgot how beautiful it is and how that area has been growing over the last few years. More and more people are buying new construction over there.
And now everybody watching, including us, we want a donut. So,
Definitely.
I know. I thought that was a funny statistic that the mayor said that at one point that donut shop had more employees than the whole town. I was laughing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Benefits. Some donuts. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. We so much appreciate you watching for all our updates on Disney and the Orlando area and near neighboring communities, the housing market. This is your one-stop shop for all of that with us as your real estate experts. And, of course, the other streams that are hosted by Kim Hawk, the fairy godmother of real estate, who you saw in the video. There is just so much that we have to deliver to you. So we appreciate you guys subscribing. We have just doubled our subscribership in like the last month or so. And it's just incredible to see that growth and that support from you. It helps us out incredibly when you hit the subscribe button to us or when you check out our version of the show on Spotify as well or our Facebook page. It's just such an awesome community of people who are locals to this area and Disney fanatics and house market expert people. And when you comment, you feel free to suggest any other content that you want us to cover. We really do look at your comments, look at your chats that you say to us, and we have done entire video series just on you guys' giving us feedback before, produce highly made stuff, just like you saw there, just because somebody dared us to in the comments. So that is something that we are just so honored to deliver for you. So with that being said, I think we're going to give our sign off.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. See you next time. See you next week.
Make sure that you subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live.